Good morning to you on this Epiphany Sunday. It's lovely to start the new year off in your company. And so we begin. God in Christ has revealed his glory. Come, let us worship. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Give him praise, you servants of the Lord. O praise the name of the Lord. Lord, speak to us, that we may hear your word. Move among us, that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers, that we may learn to trust you. Amen. A new year has begun. Let us leave behind all that is past and walk together into the future. Let us trust the God of new beginnings and worship the God of fresh hopes. Lord of our journeys, help us this day to have eyes to see your leading, ears to hear your guidance, and a heart of courage, that we may journey faithfully and find your way, even when the path may seem difficult and dark. Amen. The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. God of mercy, we acknowledge we are all sinners. We turn from the wrong that we have thought and said and done, and are mindful of all that we have failed to do. For the sake of Jesus, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and help us to live each day in the light of Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We begin by saying our refrain together. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He strengthens the bars of our gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power.
He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power.
He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Compassionate God, as we know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ who is our peace. Praise for spiritual blessings in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, 3-14. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus. Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also will be included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is deposited, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So we turn now to our canticle, and we begin by saying the refrain together. Lead us, O God, with joy, to walk in the light of glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, stand upon the height. Look to the east and see your children, gathered from the west and the east at the word of the Holy One. They rejoice that God has remembered them and has brought them back to you. For God has ordered that on every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low, and the valleys filled up to make level ground, so that they may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded them at God's command. For God will lead his people with joy in the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that comes from God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lead us, O God, with joy, to walk in the light of glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And we now move on to our second reading, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When we had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." The Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. "Oh, come to the house!" They saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, happy New Year to you all, and happy Epiphany Sunday. It was only last week on Christmas Day, although it feels much longer ago than that, that I spoke about the lost art of pondering. Well, since then, I have had the time and space to do a bit more pondering, mulling over this morning's well-known passage from Matthew, the story about the visit of wise men who travelled from the east, following a star, to find the King of the Jews. Of course, in most of our minds, this story gets neatly tacked onto the end of Jesus' birth narrative from Luke, so that the wise men end up by following the star and meeting Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in the stable. But that's not what it says in the Bible. There is a gap of about 2 years, and there's so much that we don't know. Why were Mary and Joseph still in Bethlehem when Luke tells us that Nazareth was their hometown? After Jesus' birth, had they decided to stay in Bethlehem, the home of their ancestors? Did they have relatives there? I would imagine that that was highly likely. And if they did, then why didn't they stay with them rather than having to resort to staying in a stable? Or was the stable part of someone's house? They were in those days. And maybe that someone was a relative. Did Joseph start a carpentry business in Bethlehem? And that is why they were still in Bethlehem 2 years later. As you can see, I've been doing some pondering. And then there's the wise men. Who were they? Where were they? What did they see in the sky that first night? What grabbed their attention? What was it about the thing that they saw that made them pack their bags and embark on a journey without knowing the final destination? If this story is to be believed, clearly something had happened. Something had been revealed to them. But what? Was the revelation just in the night sky? Or was it a profound and amazing thought? Or was it something that touched their spirits and shook their souls? When we read the text, there isn't much information. Matthew tells us very little about the wise men, except that they came from the east. We don't know how many of them there were. It's my own view that there must have been quite a few with an entourage to cause such a stir in Herod's court in Jerusalem. We don't know their names, although tradition dating from the 7th century has given them the names of Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And then there's the star. What exactly was it? Was it a comet, a normal star, a conjunction of planets, a supernova, or was it a supernatural phenomenon? And does it matter anyway? I have no idea what those men thought about when they saw what they saw in the night sky. I haven't a clue what they talked about, what they researched, or what they planned. All I know is that if this story is true, something must have happened. Something must have occurred. Something must have changed them and challenged them and motivated them to start their journey. They had had a revelation. They had had an epiphany. They had sensed the wonder of something much greater than themselves. They must have begun to imagine new things, new possibilities, a new king whose name was written in the heavens, who deserved to be worshipped. And they must have wondered if what they thought was true. And so, as these new possibilities burned within them, they began their journey. The journey didn't begin when they loaded their camels and left their homes. The journey began when those wise men started to think and ponder, to question and to respond to the prompting they felt in their spirits. And so it does with us. Our journey of faith begins when we respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, when we ponder and question and dream and imagine all the possibilities that there are with God. The journey took the wise men to the house where Jesus was with Mary, his mother. Our journey may be different from the wise men, but when we respond to the Holy Spirit, our destination will be exactly the same. The journey will take us to Jesus. If the wise men were Persian magi, looking at the stars would not have been an unusual activity for them. In fact, it was probably quite mundane. They could possibly be members of the priestly caste of the Medes and the Persians who specialized in astrology. Stargazing would have been part of their everyday lives. Yet God broke into their everyday lives and showed them the possibility of something quite remarkable and quite wonderful. And they responded to it. They traveled, they found the baby king, and they worshipped him. As we begin the journey that is 2022, may we know that God sees us in our everyday lives and he longs to reveal something of himself to us. May we respond to his prompting and his call, continue our journey of faith, follow where God leads us, and worship our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
So now we go on to the intercessions. Let us worship the Saviour with joy and make our prayer to our Heavenly Father. The Magi came from the East to worship your Son. Father, grant to the Christians everywhere the spirit of adoration, Lord of glory.
Hear our prayer.
The infant Christ received gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Father, accept the offering of our hearts and minds at the beginning of this year. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Father, grant an abundance of peace to your world. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
The Holy Family lived in exile and in the shadow of death. Father, look in mercy on all who are poor and powerless and all who suffer. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
Your Son shared the life of his home and family at Nazareth. Father, protect in your love our neighbours, our families and this community of which we are a part. And may we pray for those who are unwell. Jack, Jen, Brian, Jennifer, Jean, Jane, Alan, Eileen, Rosemary, Ali, Morris, Gordon, Sally, Richard, Maureen, Camilla, Brenda, Robert, Tim, and AD. And for the families and friends of those recently bereaved, Godfrey Taylor, Kim Goldsworthy, Eric Heath Coleman. Father, we rejoice in our fellowship and the shepherds, the angels and magi, the Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph and all the faithful departed. In your unfailing love for us and for all people, hear and answer our prayers through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And the collect for Epiphany. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who now know you by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ our Lord, to whom kings bowed down in worship and offered gifts, reveal to you his glory and pour upon you the riches of his grace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for now and always. Amen. Well, thank you very much, Debbie. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this morning on Epiphany Sunday. I understand that the coffee morning is still taking place at the golf club on Wednesday morning, if you wish to go. If I hear differently, I will try and let as many of you know as possible. But at 10 o'clock, if you could let either Stephen Roach or Sally Mundy know if you're planning on going, that would be helpful. If not, I hope very much to see you next Sunday or hear from you next Sunday as we continue Zooming and conference calling for those of you who wish to join us in that way. But may you have a very blessed and happy day and a very blessed and happy new year. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.